1, 2, 3. This time out, we're going to focus on two specific areas. The first one is working on 3-4 timing, waltz tempo, or 6-8 timing as well. And the way that it differs from 4-4 timing as far as your strumming goes. And we'll also begin to take a look at cross-picking. Cross-picking is a technique where we basically use our pick to do the strumming force, hitting individual strings as opposed to full chords, a little bit more of the partial chord works that we've talked about in the past. It's primarily thought of as a bluegrass technique, but it's used in all sorts of music. And just getting a little bit more comfortable with using your pick to get individual strings can help to spice up your strumming quite a bit. In fact, it's a very simple way of making you sound like you're not just quite a beginner just yet. So, hope you're along with, and let's get started. Okay. Before we go too much further, I should also note, somebody asked why I'm constantly going so, or well, or okay in the middle. And the reason that's actually very simple, besides the fact that I kind of find myself at a loss for words quite a bit when I'm talking. But the other reason, more importantly, is that it helps me to have little places in the recording so that I can stop and start without worrying too much about disrupting the flow of the actual recording. If I need to go back and change something, it gives me a place to go for it. Okay? All right, then. Let's start out with 3-4 timing. 3-4 timing is, again, we have 3 beats to measure instead of 4 beats. You want to think in terms, if you're familiar with ballroom dancing, waltzes are done in 3-4 time. A lot of songs are as well. Some that you might think of immediately are things like Mr. Bojangles or Billy Joel's Piano Man. And these are songs where the basic background music, the accompaniment, truly emphasizes it with what we call a bass strum. Okay, which we've talked about in past lessons as well. For instance, if we're going, let's say, from G to E minor, we would be going G, 2, 3, and then probably use the F sharp in the bass, 2nd fret, and then go to the E minor. Paul Simon's America is another one that just came to mind when I was playing this. Thing that we can do besides just strumming straight, 3 beats, 1, 2, 3, is by going with a bass drum. The bass drum in that case, instead of being the bass on the 1st and the 3rd beat like we're used to in 4-4 time, the bass would only occur on the 1st beat, and then the accompanying chords would be on the 2nd and 3rd beats. So, using G again as an example, 1, 2, 3. We can also use eighth notes as part of our strumming part, where we'd hit the bass note on the 1st beat, and then we would use eighth notes, so going down and up on the 2nd and 3rd. 2 and 3 and. So that would be 1, 2, 3 and 1, 2, 3 and. So, Let's try to use, we're going to go from G to E minor to C to A minor with two measures each, three beats each. So there'll be G, two, three, G, two, three, E minor, two, three, E minor, two, three, C. Let's try that out and see if we can do this for starters, okay? So one, two, three. G, E minor. Let's try that again since I missed the E minor bass note the last time. Use the same chord progression, but in between we're going to add some descending bass lines. Okay, first measure is going to be G, 2 3 1 2. Then on the third beat we're going to hit the F sharp note, which is the second fret of the low E string, to our E minor, 2 3, and that'll be the first measure. Well, first three measures, actually. Okay, let's try that. So, one, two, three, G chord. G chord change. One. Not too bad. Let's try that again. So, G, two, three, G. Bass chord. On our second measure of E minor, we're going to shift our root note from being the low E string to being the E at the second fret of the D string. The reason for this being, we want to move from E to C, and the low E string, we can't move any further down. So we're shifting up so that we can get that E, then the open D string, which will lead us to C. So we're on E minor, 1, 2, 3. New bass note on the second fret of the D string, 2, 3 is the open D, C, whoops, C, there we go, which will help us to continue on in this chord progression. So let's start out with the E minor to C a couple of times, we'll try that through. And then we'll move on, trying it from G to E minor to C. Okay? So E minor, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Too bad. Let's try that again. 1, 2, 3, E minor. So far, so good. Now, we're going to go from G to E minor to C. So, 1, 2, 3, G. Noticed that my second thing of G, when I was shifting to the F sharp, I only hit the chord once, a quarter note, instead of hitting the 2/8 notes. Sounded dreadful, didn't it? Anyway, let's try that again. 1, 2, 3, 1. All right. For those of you who are fairly psychic or just can see patterns, you know that when we're going to go from the C to A minor, we're going to do the same exact thing we did from G to E minor. The only difference is that our bass notes are going to be on the A string. C. So the B note, which is the second fret of the A string, on our second measure of A minor, we're just going to go for just straight bass notes. We're going to go A, B, A, G. So it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay? So let us try going from C to A minor and then A minor to G. Slowly. 1, 2, 3, C, 2, 3, C, and A minor, now bass. All right, let's see if we can do that again. So C to A minor, 1, 2, 3, C. Thing? Okay, here we go. G to E minor to C, C to A minor, and then our little bass run, A, B, A, which will lead us back to G, and we'll end with 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, like that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, G. Continue on. See if we can do this two times in a row. Okay? So 1, 2, 3, G. Better if you didn't listen to my directions, right? Sorry about that. I want to try a slight change to our bass strum at this point. And what this is going to be doing is using all eighth notes for the measure of 3/4 timing, meaning we're going to need six. So instead of doing a bass note as a quarter note on the first beat, we're going to do a downstroke of our root note as an eighth note, and followed by an immediate upstroke. And depending upon what chord we are, it's going to be somewhere in the middle. Okay, if we're playing a G, we're going to hit our root note on the G, the third fret of the low string. And then our second note is probably either going to be the open G string or the open D string. Either will work fine. All right, don't get really in a panic as, oh my God, I've got to hit one of the, you know. As long as you have the G chord in place, you're going to be fine. So the object is going to be the sound like this. One and two and three and one and two and three and three. Now when we get to the chord part, the two and three and, we're just catching the highest strings, the one that's closest to the floor. So you don't have to be doing this as a big boomy thing. This is more of a finesse. One, two, three, and. Now you may have heard there, the first time through, I hit the open G string. That time, I hit the open E string. Did it ruin your enjoyment of what was going on? If so, we need to get you into therapy. Hopefully you understand that, again, as long as you have the chord shape, it's going to happen and be gone. Nobody's going to know if you didn't hit the string you were intending to, okay? So don't worry about it. Don't get hung up on that. It'll just cost you like hundreds of thousands of dollars in therapy that will go nowhere. So here we go. G, two, three. Probably aware of it. I was kind of rubbing it in there and changing my string for the second hit from the G to the D without even thinking about it too much. So let's try it now with the D. The D is going to be a little bit trickier because of the fact that our root note is the open D string. So we kind of have to go with the A note on the second fret of the G string as our second thing. It's kind of the only thing that we can do. You can hit the B string where your finger's on the third fret. And even hit the high string. But since we're going to be focusing mostly in the middle, chances are really likely you're going to spend most of the time hitting the D string. Okay. So here's our G. Quite a bit. So two measures of G, two measures of D. One and two and three and G is, of course, a root 6 chord. We know that because the root note, G, the lowest G that we can find is on the 6th string, the low E string. And D, of course, is a root 4 chord because the lowest D that we have is the open D string, the 4th string. So why don't we try a root 5 chord? How about A minor? So if we did A minor, if we first hit the open A string, now, the second part of that beat, the second half note, the eighth note that we're catching on the upstroke, is either going to be the D string, the E note on the second fret, or the A note, which is on the second fret of the G string. Either will work fine. Try that again. Here's the with A, open A with the E note on the D string. Now the high. Nice. Chances are very likely that you you're going to end up with the E note on the D string more times than not. But again, the whole point of that is to show you that if you miss and you hit the G string where your finger's on the second fret, no harm, no foul. You are not going to offend anybody's sensibilities and send them scurrying for cover. Okay? So, I want to do A minor for two full measures, then G for two full measures, then D for two full measures. And if this sounds like a song that you might already know, well, you're a lucky man for recognizing it. Okay? Here we go. One, or lucky lady, as it may be. So, one and two. Oh, before I forget again, we want to have four measures of D. We're going to do two measures of A minor, two measures of G, and four measures of D. Okay? So, A minor. One and two and three and one. And two, three, and G. Now, four measures of D. So that's one, two, three, four. Now back to A minor. Let's spend the last portion of this podcast taking that chord progression that we just did, two measures of A minor, two measures of G, and four measures of D, and fancying up a little bit with things that we've learned from our last times out, or even from this time. Remember that little A to G thing that we did earlier, going from A to B to A in our A string in order to get back to that G? Why don't we throw that in? So we're going to go A minor, and then to our four measures of D. You want to try that? We'll try it twice. One, two, three, A minor. Thing going from the A minor to the G. How about going from the G, we do a walk kind of like the You Are My Sunshine walk that we had in the guitar noise lesson on You Are My Sunshine. But since we've only got three beats, we're going to go G, A, B, which will lead us to our D. We're going to skip over that C note, or the C sharp if we're in the D major scale. But since we've got an A minor, we're not. But that's something for another time, okay? So we're going to go A minor, one, two, three, then our bass, G, two, three, one, two, three, that's G, open A string, B in the second fret of the A string again, and then D. Okay, let's try that again, A minor, one, two, three, one, here. First one is that when we get to that little bass part we're doing with the A minor, instead of just going with the bass notes, it's an upstroke, the G string, the second fret of the G string. So we're using our middle finger to get the B note on the A string. We go A note, G string, where our ring finger is on the second fret. B note, back to the G string. And the open A note again, back to the G string. Now, likewise, when we do the G chord, we're going to hit the bass notes, the G, A, B, but put the G string on the upstroke in the eighth note spots. That sounds more complicated than it is. So if we're counting, we're going to go 1, you hit that G note on the third fret of the low E string, and is coming on an upstroke on the open G string. 2 is the open A string, and is again the upstroke on the open G string. And 3 is the B note on the second fret of the A string, followed by, you guessed it, an upstroke on that open G string. This is a start of getting you used to doing the cross-picking things that we mentioned earlier. Another term for this in classical music is what's known as a pedal point. We're using an open string. It doesn't have to be an open string, but it's the same note in between a moving note. We have a static note. That's again known as a pedal, like a bicycle pedal, P-E-D-A-L, point. In case you're interested in that sort of thing. So our A minor is going to go 1 and 2 and 3 and... Stress here that if you miss on that little upstroke, you've got your chord in place, you're not going to hit anything that's going to sound bad. You really aren't. Don't panic about it. It will sound fine. All right? Now, this is something that is going to take time and concentration in order to get more accurate, but the accuracy will come with repetition. So, again, please don't get yourself in lather if it doesn't happen the first 5 or 6 times, or even the first 5 or 6 dozen, okay? This is something that you can just sit and do aimlessly, like looking at the walls. You'll be amazed at how much your accuracy will improve if you don't look at your fingers, okay? So, we're going to cycle this around, A minor, one measure regular, one measure with a fancy bass step, G, one measure regular, one measure with a fancy bass step, 4 Ds, and then go back to the A minor. 1, 2, and 3, and 1. Bored with the D chord, just add your pinky to the third fret of the high E string in order to make a D sus. Change your measures. 1, 2, 3, 1 with the pinky. And back up. This is an awful lot, but we'll hopefully have some of this under our belts when I see you again in 2 weeks. Okay? Thanks for listening, and be talking to you soon.